www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free. 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number three. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Pack at 8.net toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. For all your voiceover IP needs, Pack at 8.net, the place to go. $20 a month for unlimited calling.
It's a bargain.
I mean, it's actually $19.99. It is a heck of a bargain. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. I said we've got a very bizarre story.
I'm really interested in what this bizarre story is.
And here it is from the Associated Press. A 29-year-old convicted sex offender from Oklahoma allegedly conned two Arizona men into believing that he was a 12-year-old boy, moving into their home and having an ongoing sexual relationship with them. Say sheriff's officials in Yavapai County. The ruse was discovered.
So he convinced two guys that he, a 29-year-old man, was in fact a 12-year-old boy.
Right.
And he moved into their house and he was having sex with them.
Yeah, I don't know how he pulled it off exactly.
I don't either.
You can see the booking photo of this guy on the article, and we'll post the article for you a little bit later at the bulletin board system, bbs.freetalklive.com, so you can judge for yourself.
He looks a little 12.
What?
But, oh,
he
I don't know.
He's a little 12.
He's got a boyish face.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't think he looks like he's 12, but then again, you know, I don't really... I don't think he looks like he's 12 anyway. I guess they did. I guess
you could have fooled me.
Right. I guess if what you want to do is tell yourself, if you're telling yourself often enough that someone is of a certain age, then you'll fool yourself into believing it. So these guys obviously wanted to believe this guy was a 12-year-old boy.
I wonder how often you expect a 12-year-old to shave, though.
Maybe they told themselves that he'd been eating too many, the beef? The meat that they put the hormones
right.
in?
Right. There's lots of hormones in the beef.
Right. Normally that's applied to the girls growing breasts at an early age. But
I think it affects the boys, too.
Maybe it is affecting the boys. Maybe that's what they told themselves. Anyway, the ruse was discovered Wednesday after one of the men tried to enroll the fake 12-year-old in a charter school in Chino Valley, about 90 miles northwest of Phoenix, using the name Casey Price. School officials became suspicious and called deputies.
Why did they get suspicious?
Maybe because he didn't look like he was 12.
Oh, I see.
Telling them they thought the guardianship papers and birth certificates presented by a man who said that he was the 12-year-old's grandfather appeared to be fake, and that Price looked much older than 12, said Susan Quayle, a spokesbureaucrat for the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. Said they were very upset when the detectives told them they had been having a sexual relationship with a 29-year-old man and not a preteen boy, said Quayle.
It would have beat the hell out of a jail cell, I can tell you that much.
Sheriff's detectives investigating the case learned that the grandfather, so-called, was Lonnie Stifler, age 61, who lived in a home in Chino Valley with Robert James Snow, 43, who's a sex offender who had failed to register with authorities, and the 12-year-old, so-called. Deputies served a search warrant at the home Thursday and found Stifler, Snow, Brian J. Nellis, and the phony preteen boy, who turned out to be Neil Havens Roderick, who is 29. Oklahoma Department of Corrections online records show that Roderick was convicted in 1996 of lewd and indecent proposal to a minor, served time in prison. The records show that Nellis was convicted in 1997 of lewd molestation and was imprisoned as well. During interviews with the men, detectives learned that Stifler and Snow met Roderick through an internet chat about 2 years ago. What were we talking about in hour number one, Mark?
We were talking about internet chats.
That's right.
Kids pulling scams and everybody pulling scams.
In this case, a 29-year-old pulled a scam on a couple of older dudes and got them to believe he was 12. Quayle said they began to trade sexually explicit photos. He convinced them that he was Casey Price and only 12. Stifler and Snow went to Oklahoma and met Roderick at a hotel, then brought him back to live with them in Arizona and began an ongoing sexual relationship, said Quayle. Roderick apparently shaved his body hair and used makeup to keep up his guise as a preteen boy, said Quayle. He also dressed as a juvenile and tried to act and talk like a preteen. He looks young. I would have not guessed that he's almost 30, said Quayle, though she noted that he looked much older than 12. When detectives unraveled the case and told Stifler and Snow that Price was named Roderick and was in fact 29, Quayle then became dismayed and angry that they'd been conned. Nellis was apparently Roderick's cellmate in an Oklahoma prison and is also a registered sex offender.
Now, I'm so out of sorts from this bizarre case.
It's very strange.
What, the guy's in he's got a mugshot there. The 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. Why is he having a mugshot? Is that an old mugshot, or was he arrested for something?
Yeah, I think that was the old. I think that was the old one.
Okay, so no one got arrested in this very strange situation, I hope.
I don't think so. While detectives unraveled the case, they got angry because they were conned. Nellis, blah, blah, blah. Detectives have evidence that Stifler and Snow enrolled Roderick in other Arizona schools, possibly in other areas. They have notified law enforcement agencies in those jurisdictions to begin investigating. Maybe there's a fraud charge. I don't know. I think that what we're looking at here is he's being used to troll for other kids. All four men made an initial appearance in court Thursday, with all but Stifler being held on a $50,000 bond on a charge of failing to register as a sex offender. Stifler was booked on two counts of forgery and one count of hindering prosecution and ordered held on a $100,000 cash bond. So there are charges here because they tried to pass this guy off as a 12-year-old.
So, but the 12-year-old, I guess he would get charges too because he's part of that same conspiracy.
All four men were assigned public defenders. The defender said that her office hadn't seen any reports or met with the men, would have no comment. The county attorney's office issued a statement saying that the decisions on additional charges will be made by Monday afternoon. Quayle said deputies are looking to other possible charges, but aren't asking for child molestation charges involving Roderick. He says, we can't charge them with child molestation because he wasn't a child.
Oh, but if it was a deputy trying to lure them off to, this situation, they
right.
sure could.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Mark. I was going to tie it into the to fake drug salesmen. For instance, if you go out on the street and you sell
oregano, for instance.
Right. You sell an undercover cop a bag of oregano or a bag of sugar and you pass it off as cocaine or pot, then you're going to get arrested for selling drugs. But in this case, they didn't arrest him for child molestation. If they really did think he was 12, then they thought they were molesting a child.
Yeah.
That was what was turning him on.
It's bizarre.
Quayle praised officials at the Mingo Springs Charter School where Roderick tried to enroll Wednesday.
But, you know, you would think that the 12-year-old boy Roderick, mm-hmm. he's really messed up because not only does he want to pretend to be a 12-year-old boy so these old guys can bugger him, but he wants to go to school and stuff too and mm-hmm. hang out with the kiddies and things.
Yeah, this is just a strange case.
Oh,
in
it
fact,
is.
The spokes bureaucrat says it's the weirdest case I've seen in 18 years.
I would go for that.
Even the detective said it was the weirdest case. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. And they said that the school wasn't fooled at all. They jumped on it and called them right away. So,
wasn't he enrolled in several schools?
I'm not. There's something about it. I guess they attempted to enroll him. I'm not sure what happened. But
very
wow,
strange stuff.
Well,
if 12 years old, that would put him in a middle school, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Like eighth grade.
Yeah.
Of course, he wasn't fooling anybody that he was in eighth grade.
I'd like to see how big this guy was. Like, how tall was he? What was his weight? I understand there are some kids that are unusually large at age 12. Some kids hit puberty sooner than others, but 29 to 12, that's a bit of a range.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, it is.
He might have been able to pull it off if he'd have said, I was 16. Because 16, you can have some pretty big 16-year-olds, you know?
Well, you know, there was a kid in my high school who was balding at 17.
Really?
It happens. So when you start, you know, getting in that age range, you can pass it off, but
so there you go.
12 to 29, that's a stretch.
1-800-259-9231. Also in the bizarro world, a story out of Cambodia. I don't know how you pronounce this. I'm probably going to butcher it.
Kuala Lumpur?
Phnom Penh?
No, okay.
Phnom Penh?
No,
it's Phnom Penh. I think it's the capital of Cambodia.
I thought it was Pol Pot. What the hell do I know?
Pol Pot's a man.
Is it?
He was the ruler of was it Laos or Cambodia? Anyway,
Cambodia.
A Cambodian woman who went missing in the jungle for 18 years before being found last week is struggling to adapt to life as a human. Well, she's a human. They mean that she's struggling to adapt to life with other humans and wants to return to the forest, said police on Friday. Quote, she prefers to crawl rather than walk like a human.
So she was crawling in the forest?
Mm-hmm. Apparently.
But she got nice knees.
A district police chief said in the jungle-clad northeastern province of Ratanakiri, where the girl's family lives, unfortunately, she keeps crying and wants to go back to the jungle. She's not used to living with humans. We had to clothe her. When she's thirsty or hungry, she points at her mouth. The girl, called Rocham Himpyang, went missing as an 8-year-old along with her cousin when they were sent to tend cows near the border with Vietnam. We'll give you more of her story on the way. This is your show. Jungle Girl, lost for 18 years. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms...
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include live streams. We got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version just waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th, 2007. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be in attendance. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Liberty Forum. Just starting things out this hour with some bizarro world stories. There's a woman who's been discovered, Jungle Woman, as she's being called. She was in the jungle, missing, for 18 years.
That's a long time. Long time to be in the jungle.
When she was 8 years old. Now, that's also a very early age to get lost.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really... I guess, man, talk about reverting to instinct. Talk about reverting to survival mechanisms.
Real Tarzan stuff.
At 8 years old, you aren't really... you can't possibly know. You couldn't possibly have been taught so much as to how to live and survive in the jungle. I mean, just... she got lost... What happened was she was sent to tend cows with her brother, or her cousin rather, near the border with Vietnam in Cambodia. And villagers believe they'd been eaten by wild animals until a girl was caught last week by a logging team as she was trying to steal some food that they left under a tree. So, I mean, somebody doesn't come back. Little girl goes off into the jungle, doesn't come back. You're going to think that she's either just, you know, fallen over and died, or
she's gone.
Gotten lost and going to starve to death. And
absolutely.
She shows up 18 years later with blackened skin and hair stretching down to her legs. She was unrecognizable apart from a scar across her back that allowed her father to pick her out. After 18 years...
I'm surprised they even knew to take her to the father to identify her.
They probably only had, you know, they only have so many missing kids, right?
Yeah, I guess.
After 18 years in the wilderness, police said she was able to say only three words: father, mother, and stomachache. Villagers from the Hmong ethnic hill tribe minority believe that the girl is still possessed by evil spirits of the forest. They brought the Buddhist monks in to bless her and set up a round-the-clock watch on the family hut.
I'll just give her a haircut.
In December of 2004, four families in the same province...
Here's your holy haircut. Shut up.
...crisscrossed by the paths of the Ho Chi Minh Trail during the Vietnam War emerged from 25 years in the jungle after fleeing the 1979 Vietnamese invasion that ousted the Khmer Rouge. So she's not the first person who has emerged from the jungle, but nonetheless, a very interesting story. Just, can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine her knees. She was crawling around in the forest and jungle and stuff. She wasn't running.
I mean,
at eight, she could walk.
Yeah, I don't know, man. How does that happen?
I don't know.
How do you devolve back down to a primal state like that?
It just doesn't make any sense to me that she wouldn't be walking more.
I wish we could interview her, but I don't think that's going to work.
Apparently, all she can say is mother, father, and stomachache.
Yeah, right.
And it's probably in Cambodian.
Yeah, right. Did she forget? I mean, did she know?
She's going to bite me and try to gouge your eyes out if we try to interview her.
But presumably, at age eight, she would have known far more language than three words. So how does that all just disappear?
Now, I can kind of see...
It just atrophies?
I can see that she might forget language.
Right.
That makes sense to me. But it doesn't make sense to me that she would be crawling
around.
People stop crawling at two and three, you know, at the latest, at the very latest. So, I mean, she was walking for quite some time. She walked with her cousin out to take care of the cows, and then now she's reverted to crawling? Is it just because it's easier to get under branches? And
it's an excellent question. If you've got any suggestions as to why it is that somebody who could walk would go towards, would revert to crawling, 800-259-9231. Maybe some of our more scientifically educated listeners would have a
valid
theory.
Of them. I don't know.
Can you imagine being being on the tree crew that found this girl?
I can imagine one of her two of them got bit.
You're out there breaking for lunch and you see this girl who's 18 years in the wilderness plus eight. She's 26.
Holy crap! She's got a hair down to her knees.
Right, 26-year-old girl looks like, you know, it out of the Addams Family. Totally naked, probably.
I'm sure.
She's not going to fit into her 8-year-old clothes.
No, she's probably not bothering wearing anything if she's crawling around on the ground.
Right, imagine coming across that on your lunch break. Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be really bad news.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And
she's going to make some lucky, lucky man a great wife.
You got to wonder what's going to happen to her.
I don't know.
What? I mean, this is like, you know, it's like Encino Man.
It is, really.
Fish out of water.
I mean, it's really bizarre. What are they going to do with her?
A lot. I mean, I understand it's Cambodia, so there probably hasn't been a huge number of advances in 18 years, but nonetheless, things have changed.
They got fire.
Right.
They speak. They walk on two legs.
Right.
I mean, she's got a long ways to go. They're going to put her in the Cambodian equivalent of the circus.
A zoo. Yeah.
And
put her in a cage.
Show her to people for tickets.
Very strange.
Yes.
All right. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. A quick email. Since we talked quite a bit about Ed and Elaine Brown and the income tax situation, this one came in from Joe. He says, Ian, you and Mark often make reference to the problems with the income tax, alluding to the absence of laws requiring citizens to pay and the amendment not being ratified. I understand and can see the gun, as you've discussed before, and it's the major reason that I oppose the income tax.
Now, we almost never talk about the amendment not being ratified. We've referenced it now and then, but I don't think it's relevant at all.
No, you're right about that.
I mean, it's difficult. I don't think that there's any way that they could have got passed the income tax off if, you know, it was a contentious subject back in 1912, 1913 when they passed this thing through, and I don't think that they could have pulled off duped the American public in that way. And, no, I think that it probably did go through, and even if it didn't, it might as well be an amendment. It's an amendment now.
He says, however, I found a website of a law professor at George Washington University Law School in which he debunks many of the oppositions to the income tax. However, he does fail to mention the gun. I think it would be beneficial to explain on the show why libertarians are opposed to the income tax. Is it only because of the inherent use of force, or are there other reasons as well? What can be labeled as a conspiracy theory, and which of these are actually true? Then he provides a link where, there's a lot of rebuttals that this law professor makes, which, of course, are based on the presumption that taxes are okay, that the laws that we have are legitimate, and that, he goes in and he effectively rebuts some of the income tax evaders' claims. But that's why I say it's so important to focus on the issue of what's right and wrong versus what the law says. Because if they went and just decided to fix all the loopholes that the tax freedom advocates are trying to exploit by saying, well, they won't show us the law. Well, let's make the law so they can start showing people the law. That would supposedly satisfy all these anti-tax people? Of course not. The reason they're against the tax is because they want to keep the money that they earn. And the reason taxes are wrong is, as Joe points out, because they're pointing guns at people and demanding that they do things. In this case, pay taxes. That's what's wrong with taxes. Using force on others is wrong. That's the problem. There's no technicalities. That's why we don't push the technicality exploits on Free Talk Live.
You know, I do believe that taxation is theft, and I think that it's perpetrated by force, and I think that's wrong. But more importantly, the government just wastes this stuff. It's an inefficient way to get what we want out of society. It's a bad idea.
I don't want to live life as a slave. That's why I oppose taxation.
I think the government's inefficient, and that's why I oppose taxation.
And if you don't like the government and don't want to pay, they'll come after you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not very nice. You wouldn't do that to your next-door neighbor. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system.
1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Freak Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring in whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Tis the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system, over 165,000 posts await you, over 1,300 people interacting, serious issues, fun stuff, all being discussed, and it's for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can keep check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL. 1-800-544-6359.
So last segment we gave you a story about a jungle woman who in Cambodia was discovered by a tree crew out in the middle of a forest when she was trying to steal some of their food that was left underneath the tree. She had been, once they found her and managed to capture her, they discovered that she had been in the forest for 18 years.
It's an incredible story.
Ever since she was 8 years old, she had her language completely decimated. She could only say mother, father, and stomach ache. She points at her mouth when she's hungry, and my question was, your question was, Mark, was how is it that somebody degenerates or devolves to the point where they're crawling through the forest or moving around on hands and knees, as this girl prefers to do? She was upright when she was 8 years old. When they pulled her out of the forest, she's walking on hands and knees. Why is that? Johnson might have an answer. Let's go to the phones. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I have a couple answers, actually, and I sent you some information, Ian. There's an article on a girl by the name of Oksana Malaya, who is from the Ukraine, and this is actually even a more advanced case than the one you're talking about. It's even more outrageous and amazing. This girl, she had drunken parents who abandoned her when she was 3 years old, and the story goes, supposedly, that this girl crawled into a hovel where they kept the dogs, and this girl was raised by dogs to grow to believe she was a dog. And I also have sent video. Yeah, I've also sent, I sent you a video as well, which is the link that's directly before the link that I sent you to a Telegraph article by the British newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl is, it's unreal to watch, because, I mean, she is a clinical case, and it's, essentially, it's just abuse. And what happens to the human mind is that when it gets to a certain point of stress, I mean, the human mind can do some amazing things, and it can segment and partition itself into, you know, just these different things. So, I mean, you know, maybe her memories of her, you know, her former childhood are just locked away from whatever, you know. How did she end up in the jungle? Is it possible that there was abuse there?
No, she was out on, I guess she was going...
Got lost.
Something about feeding cows or something like that with her and her cousin, so she got lost in the jungle with her cousin, essentially.
You know,
but it was probably a real stressor being lost in the jungle. I mean,
the
being ate and that
situation
kind of thing.
And who knows, maybe the malnutrition, you know, at first, the hunger could have done, you know, had a profound effect as well.
Too hard to walk, or maybe indeed she encountered a group of animals and was in some way spent time with them, and like the dog girl, started walking on all fours.
Yeah, Johnson, you were referring to this Oksana Lycanthrope or whatever you were talking about.
And no, it's her name. Her name is Oksana Malaya. It's just the Ukrainian name.
Gotcha. Oksana, now, it would seem, what did they do with her once they got her? I mean, were they videotaping her running around with dogs? Or?
Yeah, for the next break, I sent a link. You guys should watch it. It's unreal. Very surreal, and anybody can look it up. It's actually on Oksana is O-X-A-N-A.
Why don't you post the link on the
World? I will do that.
Post it on the
BBS as well.
But humans have the ability to recognize themselves in mirrors, and, you know, and just as chimpanzees are able to do that too. Couldn't you show her in a mirror, look, this is what you look like, you're a hairless monkey like the rest of us.
You have to
forget that whole dog thing.
Well, this girl was, I believe she was trained to be somewhat reintroduced to society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only apparently 100 or so feral children around the world. Apparently, that's how many there are.
Yeah.
And you know, this hers was an incredibly advanced case.
Right.
But you have to remember, she was lost, or I guess she was abandoned when she was 3 years old. I mean,
right.
At that point, your intellect is barely formed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're very subject to your influences, and in this case, she was subject to dogs.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Oh, yes, there's a big difference, and I can only imagine what sort of interactions were occurring in that kennel.
Yeah, this is a fascinating story. I'm sort of just glancing through it here. Johnson, we'll get to it, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 from the Telegraph. For 5 years, Oksana Malaya...
Does she sniff people's butts when she meets them?
...lived with dogs and survived on raw meat and scraps. When she was found, she was running around on all fours, barking. She bounced along on all fours through long grass, panting towards water, with her tongue hanging out.
She pants.
When she reaches, reaches the tap, she paws at the ground with her forefeet, drinks noisily with her jaws wide, and lets the water cascade over her head. Up to this point, you'd think the girl could be acting, but the moment she shakes her head and neck free of droplets, exactly like a dog when it emerges from a swim, you get a creepy sense that this is something beyond imitation. Then she barks. The furious sound she makes is not like a human pretending to be a dog. It's a proper, chilling, canine burst of aggression, and it's coming from the mouth of a young woman dressed in a t-shirt and shorts. This is 23-year-old Oksana Malaya, reverting to behavior she learned as a young child when she was brought up by a pack of dogs on a rundown farm in the village of Novaya Blagovenskaya in the Ukraine. When she showed her boyfriend what she once was and what she could still do, the barking, the whining, the four-footed running, he took fright. It was a party trick too far, and the relationship ended.
Hmm.
Oksana is a feral child, one of about 100 known in the world.
She's kind
of
hot in that picture.
Well, if you ignore the bowl cut.
I couldn't see her head. You just had her cut off there.
The story goes that when she was 3, her indifferent alcoholic parents left her outside one night, and she crawled into a hovel where they kept the dogs. No one seemed to notice, or came to look for her, or even seemed to notice when she was gone. So she stayed there where there was warmth and food, raw meat and scraps. Forgetting what it was to be human, losing what toddler's language she had, and learning to survive as a member of the pack. A shameful 5 years later, a neighbor reported a child living with animals. When she was found at the age of 8 in 1991, Oksana could hardly speak and ran around on all fours barking, mimicking her carers. Though she must have seen humans at a distance, and seems occasionally to have entered the family house like a stray, that were no longer her species. All meaningful life was contained in a kennel.
Wow.
Judging from the complete lack of written documentation about her physical and psychological state when found, the authorities were not keen to record her case. Neglect on this scale was too shameful to even acknowledge. Even though it has been of huge and continuing interest to psychologists who believe feral children can help resolve the nature-nurture debate, what's known about the dog girl has been passed down orally through doctors and carers. She was like a small animal. She walked on all fours. She ate like a dog is about as scientific as it gets. Last month, the British child psychologist and expert on feral children, Lynn Fry, went to the Ukraine with the Channel 4 film crew to meet Oksana, who now lives in a home for the mentally disabled. 5 years after a Discovery
Channel... She's got a boyfriend.
Had a Discovery Channel program about her, they wanted to see if she'd integrated into community living. Fry was keen to find out how far the girl was still damaged and to witness a reunion with her father. She says, I expected someone much less human. I'd heard stories that she could fly off the handle, that she was very uncooperative, and that she was socially inept. But she did everything I asked of her. Her language is odd. She speaks flatly as though it's in order. There's no cadence or rhythm in her music to her speech, no inflection or tone. But she does have a sense of humor. She likes to be the center of attention, to make people laugh. Showing off is quite a surprising skill when you consider her background. I don't think it is. It's what dogs do.
Dogs show off.
They like attention. She made a very striking impression on me when I made her a gift of some wooden toy animals we'd used in tests. She thanked me. Superficially, you would never know this was a young woman raised by dogs. In the film, Oksana looks uncoordinated and tomboyish. When she walks, you notice her strange stomping gait and swinging shoulders, her intermittent squint and misshapen teeth. Like a dog with a bone, her first instinct, is to hide anything she's given. She's only 5 feet tall, but when she fools about with her friends, pushing and shoving, there's a palpable air of menace and brute strength. The oddest thing is how little attention she pays to her pet mongrel. Sometimes she pushed it away. She was much more orientated towards people. After a series of cognitive tests, Fry concluded that Oksana has a mental capacity of a 6-year-old. Remember, she's in her 20s now. And a dangerously low boredom threshold. More on the way about the dog girl. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, that's the packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, buying some stuff, like at store.freetalklive.com. We've got T-shirts, Free Talk Live shirts, Free Talk Live hats. Not only do we have Free Talk Live shirts, but we offer them in two distinct colors.
Yes, gold and black.
Choices are good, and we also have the Free Marketeer flag, a Free Talk Live bumper stickers. You'll learn how you can get your own free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. If you go to store.freetalklive.com, it involves a self-addressed stamped envelope. That's store.freetalklive.com. So buy some Free Talk Live stuff, and anything else you need to buy in life, you can buy over to amazon.freetalklive.com. There's 35 categories of products. It's like the world's largest internet retailer. Anything you might find at your local department store, you can find it at amazon.freetalklive.com, and it'll probably be cheaper and probably have free Super Saver shipping. And definitely, a percentage of the sale will go to Free Talk Live if you shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the dog girl. She was raised, yes, like in the Jungle Book, by dogs. Her father, her drunken parents, just pretty much threw her out of the house one night. She went and crawled into the dog hovel. They pretty much forgot about her.
At three, they threw her.
At age three. She stayed there for 6 years. When she came out, she thought she was a dog, doing all sorts of doggish things.
And like the video we just saw.
The video is going to be posted over at bbs.freetalklive.com for you to see for yourself. Just for real. She's not acting. She really is, really was.
But she is acting. She's really good at it.
She really was influenced by dogs during her upbringing. She was brought up by dogs. Anyway, an expert, the world's expert on feral children, as they're called, from Great Britain, Ms. Fry went, I don't have her first name in front of me, but Fry was taking a look at her, and after a series of cognitive tests, this according to the Telegraph, Fry concluded that Oksana has the mental capacity of a 6-year-old and a dangerously low boredom threshold. She can count, but she can't add up. She can't read or spell her name correctly. The girl's in her 20s now.
Hmm.
She has learning difficulties, but she's not autistic, as children brought up by animals are sometimes assumed to be. She's proud of her huge wristwatch with its many ringtones, but she can't tell the time. Experts agree that unless a child learns to speak by the age of 5, the brain misses its window of opportunity to acquire language.
I would say that's true.
A defining characteristic of being human. Oksana was able to learn to talk again because she had some childish speech before she was abandoned. At an orphanage school, they taught her to walk upright, to eat with her hands, and, crucially, to communicate like a human being.
What I think the amazing part is that she's got a dog, and according to the woman there, Ms. Fry, mm-hmm. Dr. Fry, she didn't really care much for the dog. Now she's decided she's human, and she cares about hanging out with and being social with humans.
The definite strange.
Or, what it might be, Mark, is that when dogs are in packs, they have a very distinct hierarchy.
Right.
And so it may simply be that she believes she's the omega?
Alpha female.
I thought it was omega at the top.
No, alpha.
Okay, the alpha. Maybe she believes she's the alpha, and so she doesn't care about that dog. You know, she's going to feed it. She'll give it some scraps and that sort of thing, but she doesn't care about it like a normal human would care about it. Like, the alphas don't care that much about the lower-end dogs in their packs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a dog expert, but that's as I understand it. It would explain that behavior.
I guess. I mean, it's an explanation for
right,
that behavior.
Right, whereas a human being would be all, oh, you're just a cute little puppy. She doesn't have that. She doesn't have that sort of behavior mechanism. She acts like she's a dog.
Well, why even have a dog if you don't care then?
I don't know. Oksana, maybe it makes her feel good just to be in a pack again. I don't know. Oksana was able to learn to talk again because she had the definition of a feral child, by the way, is one whom from a very young age has lived in isolation from human contact, unaware of human social behavior, and unexposed to language. The most famous was Victor of Eberron in 1797, portrayed in 1969's film The Wild Child by François Truffaut. In the 1800s, there was the caged boy Kaspar Hauser. Herzog's The Enigma of Kaspar Hauser came out in 1974. More recently, there was Jeannie, a girl who was kept in darkness for 13 years and discovered in California in 1970. Jeannie features alongside Oksana in the Channel 4 film as an example of gross neglect. Through an interpreter, Oksana tells Dr. Fry that her mother and father completely forgot about me. They argued and shouted. Her mother would hit her, and then she would pee herself in terror. She says she still goes off by herself into the woods when she's upset. You have to wonder which voice, animal or human, she uses when she gets there.
Mm.
Although she knows it's socially unacceptable to bark, she certainly can, as the opening footage of the documentary Feral Children demonstrates. Lisa Plasko, executive producer, says she's been educated away from all those aspects of her past, but privately I think she might bark. The sound level may have been enhanced in the film, but she certainly made those noises. It was a similar show of canine behavior that scared off her recent boyfriend. To be confronted with what she was put him off. Oksana seems to be happy about looking after cows at the Barbaroi Clinic's insalubrious farm outside of Odessa. It was dirty.
She herds cows. That's awesome.
Dr. Fry says it was dirty, terribly run down and primitive, but in Ukrainian terms, very desirable. Her carers are good people with the best interests of their charges at heart. Though there's no therapy as such, Oksana is doing things she's good at. It was here that the reunion...
cows.
Yeah, yeah. It was here with the reunion that the reunion with her father was staged a few weeks ago. Of her mother,
been tricky.
Whom Oksana has not seen since infancy, there is no trace. But we knew that she very much wanted to meet him, and we facilitated that, but we didn't orchestrate it. Fry was anxious about the way that the meeting was conducted. Oksana, standing alone as her estranged father and half-sister Nina, whom she'd never met, came slowly towards her, cameras rolling. A crowd of her friends, agog, watched the spectacle from a distance. I thought it was a good idea for them to meet, but a very risky way of going about it. I felt that anything could happen. It could have split them apart permanently. It was very tense. There needed to be someone beside her, holding her hand. She decided to bite.
Or sniff somebody's butt.
In the film, they stand awkwardly apart, and it's ages before anyone speaks.
Hey, get your nose on my crotch.
Oksana breaks the silence. Hello, she says. Her father replies, I have come. The exchange is moving, and it's halting formality. Quote, I thank you that you have come. I wanted you to see me milk the cows, said Oksana. Nina is the one who starts sobbing, and Oksana puts her arm around her. Oksana has a romantic notion of returning to live with her impoverished father, but it's doubtful whether that will happen. Fry's guess is that she'll go for a holiday, see the reality of life there, and return to the familiar. Either that or she'll see the dog hovel and crawl back home. Oksana, capable of life beyond the institution, Fry is doubtful, saying she doesn't have the social or personal skills. She's had boyfriends, but she doesn't have the ability to form long-term relationships or to understand give and take. She would rather fall out than compromise. She's a very vulnerable person, and there's no protection for her outside of the institution that she's in. The dog girl will continue to be the subject of scientific scrutiny, but the sad reality is that, although the amelioration of her terrible history has gone a long way, it can probably go no further. 1-800-259-9231.
She can't really get compromise, huh?
Hard to ask any questions about this one.
She's not going to go any farther. She's not going to go anywhere in the world if he can't compromise. I mean, really, there's just so much to human interaction that is compromise.
Yeah, as I was saying, it's hard to ask a question about this. I mean, most people don't encounter feral children. Most people don't have any understanding of this. But
I think feral children's a good term. Basically, if you have pigs that return to the wild and they become wild again, then they're feral pigs.
I just think it's a fascinating story.
It is fascinating.
And tragic, all at the same time. Parents kicking their, essentially just throwing their daughter literally to the wolves. And the dogs, I mean, wow. It's just amazing. Like, you think of when you see the Jungle Book, you think this is fantasy, but it can really happen.
Well,
raised by dogs.
But yeah, dogs. But dogs are domesticated animal. They're friendly towards humans. They want to be petted. You know, the sort of traits.
She wouldn't have been old enough to pet them, though. She wouldn't understand that.
But that's they don't understand that she's not. They know they like humans.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the dogs are domesticated dogs is because they've hung around humans and been around humans, and the ones that are best at being around humans are the ones that stuck around, and those are the ones that were able to propagate. They got more food. That whole thing. So. These dogs wanted to care for her to some extent.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, these aren't wolves. These aren't bears. These aren't tigers. These aren't...
but they probably weren't
panthers.
But now, to be fair, though, Mark, if they were the family's dogs, and that's not made very clear, if they were the family's dogs and it's a family full of alcoholics, these dogs probably weren't very domesticated. They were outdoor dogs, probably maybe thrown some scraps, that sort of thing.
I understand. But I'm just saying that there's an aspect of domesticity there.
I understand where you're coming from, and not that science would ever allow this to happen, but wouldn't it have been fascinating, because of ethics and all that, but wouldn't it have been fascinating to actually have cameras there while she was being raised by the dogs to see what the dynamic was like between her and the dogs, to see if she developed into pack behavior, if she developed a position in the pack? Was she the alpha? Was she the lower end of the pack? Was she in the middle somewhere? That would have been absolutely fascinating.
If a parent decided to raise their child in this manner, do you think they should be jailed?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I don't have an answer for you.
Oh, I'm going to go on record as yes.
It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.